Well, as we continue to follow the destruction from Hurricane Florence, we've also been hearing a lot about the devastation on Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, which hit 1 year ago. Many Puerto Ricans have fled the island, which was already in the midst of an economic catastrophe when Maria struck. But Simone Rios from member station WBUR visited the island and found some Puerto Ricans who want to stay.
At a makeshift car wash on the side of the road on the outskirts of San Juan, three young men spray down a beaming black Acura. This car wash didn't exist before the hurricane. It's one of many realities people on the island describe as before Maria or after Maria.
My name is Angel Rosario and I live in Bravos de Boston Cantera.
Rosario spent much of his childhood in Springfield, Massachusetts. In the wake of Hurricane Hugo, he moved in with his grandmother in the late 1980s. And like all Puerto Ricans who are U.S. citizens, Rosario had the chance to return to Springfield when Hurricane Maria struck.
But I decided to stay here. 7 months without energy. Nobody came, no government help. The help came from other people, other neighbors. We help each other, talking, buying things with our own money, because nobody came here to help us.
But he says worse than having no power was having no job. Rosario says before the hurricane, he was a director of athletics for the Public Housing Authority in San Juan. He and many of his neighbors lost their jobs after the storm, and he says many left the neighborhood to look for better conditions in places like Massachusetts.
In this house, there, she left. The one from the second floor, Aida, left two, like one, two, three, six families from this street.
Just in this little street right here.
Just in this street.
Canito Contreras is among those who stayed. He got the maximum amount of disaster money from FEMA, $33,300, and he's using it to rebuild the house that was devastated by the storm. Contreras says it was painful to see his house destroyed, but now, with the help of one of his sons, he hopes to be finished in time for Christmas. Of the 13 children he raised in his house, Contreras says nearly all of them have left for the mainland. Living without light, with mosquitoes, the smell of gas burning in old generators, it was too much, especially for the ones with kids of their own. Outside the gleaming white Puerto Rico Convention Center in San Juan, a row of riot police stand guard. The island's fiscal control board is having one of its regular meetings, and there's been rumors a protest could break out. Inside the building, economist José Caraballo Cueto tells me why people are upset with the organization set up to manage the finances of the Puerto Rican state.
There is a lot of people that is not happy with the imposition of the fiscal control board. And more than imposition, the policies that they're taking, the austerity. After Hurricane Maria, they're giving more money to bondholders than to social expenditures in the islands.
Caraballo Cueto heads the Census Information Center at the University of Puerto Rico in Calle. He describes Puerto Rico as being in the midst of a Great Depression and says many were already leaving in the years leading up to the storm. Federal data show 179,000 more fled after the hurricane. Many have returned, but Caraballo Cueto estimates 77,000 have not. He says those people staying on the mainland are exactly the young people Puerto Rico needs to help with the reconstruction.
Most of the people that are migrating from the beginning of this Great Depression are young people, and thus is causing an increase in the percentage of elder population in the island. Right now, Puerto Rico is the oldest country in the Americas.
Now the big question for Caraballo Cueto and many others in Puerto Rico is what happens with the tens of billions in disaster money set to roll in. He says if it's spent wisely, it could create long-term employment for Puerto Ricans who want to stay. That way, more people like Canito Contreras can contribute to the reconstruction. He says in spite of it all, he still feels positive. And after all, he says he owes it to his daughter, who has a severe disability, to rebuild their lives on the island they call home. For Here and Now, I'm Simon Rios in San Juan.